This podcast is sponsored by Active Skin Repair, a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients.
So, Brie, I remember this one time I was in a bike race around Tucson, and I wasn't paying attention. We were riding down 4th Avenue, and there's railroad tracks, like streetcar tracks, and my bike's tire like went and wedged in to the railroad tracks,
no!
And I totally fell down and just like skinned my hands, everything. Ugh. I had nothing with me, nothing at all. And it's that times where you want a first aid product and you have nothing. And Active Skin Repair utilizes a molecule called hypochlorous acid. When applied to the skin, the molecule works by mimicking the natural immune response to cleanse, soothe irritation, reduce inflammation, and support healing. I've used it on my son's mosquito bites, and I wish I would have had it the time I totally scraped up my hands.
Oh, I hear you. Like whenever I go paddleboarding, kayaking, I'm always trying to find something that is like an all-in-one that I can take with me. And Active Skin Repair could be used like that. It can be used to treat cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, and other types of skin damage. It's also safe and non-toxic, which makes it suitable for all skin types, all parts of the body, like eczema, and acne-prone skin, all of that.
With over 500,000 happy customers, thousands of five-star reviews, and ingredients so safe and clean they can be used from the youngest member of the family to the oldest, you now have one simple solution for all of your family's skin health needs. Visit www.activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and to get 20% off your order. Use code NOGUILT. Hey, it's Joanne, and I am here with another No Guilt Mom win. I have such a good one for you because this is something that makes the total difference in our balanced members' lives. Like when they start doing this, they find they have more patience. They're able to go through their days less overwhelmed, and it's not what you think it is. It's actually something called unicorn time. And it is that time that you spend that is solely your own, being spent on a fun activity that makes you more interesting, that makes you more interested. And it is a total game changer. So today I'm talking to Amanda, one of our Balance VIP members, and she's going to share a little bit about her unicorn time to hopefully give you a little bit of inspiration about it. And this whole concept comes from Eve Rodsky's work in her book, Fair Play. And if you have not yet listened to our interview with Eve Rodsky, go and do that. It is the episode right before this one. But without any more delay, here is my conversation with Amanda. Welcome, Amanda. I am so excited to talk to you about your win because it's such a big one. Just having time to yourself and being able to spend that time doing something that fills you up. So first, before we get into it, tell us, what was your situation before you really started taking that time to yourself, what we call unicorn time?
I would definitely say I was giving pretty much all I had to my boys, to my husband. I didn't really take any time for myself. Anytime I had spare time, it was spent cleaning or putting activities together for the boys, things like that. So I really just lost myself in motherhood. I gave myself up, really. It was terrible.
Isn't it crazy though how it happens? Because I don't think you're alone in that. Always this phrase goes through my head. It was put into me by a former boss, and she's like, if you have time to lean, you have time to clean. So, which is horrible.
Yeah.
So, but as moms, we like look at our whole place and we're like, well, we're told we're supposed to have this clean environment. So of course, if we have extra time, that's what we should spend it on. But it just goes wrong.
Yes.
So through like Balance VIP, we were starting to talk about unicorn time and this idea of taking time on an activity that really fulfills you and like nurtures your soul. What is that for you?
So for me, that is actually playing the piano. I have a baby grand that I've been moving with me for years. It's kind of become this albatross to move, but I'd stopped playing, but I still brought this thing along with me because I love it. And I would always tell myself, one day I will start playing again. And just kids happened.
As they do. As they do. Yes. And pianos, like we have a piano too. And that's a beast to move. You have to hire separate movers and it has to be like its whole thing. And it's crazy. So you found that you hadn't played your piano for a while. And then you started back into it. What did that look like when you started putting aside that time to practice again?
So my husband was extraordinarily excited. For my birthday, he'd actually hired a piano tuner for me to finally, because I'd moved and moved and moved and never tuned the piano. So it sounded awful. So once it was tuned, I told him, I am going to start putting time aside, even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes. And it started off just simple scales, like hand and exercises. Then I decided that I was going to play a piece that I have loved for years, which is completely beyond my skill set.
The best challenges, right?
Yeah, it is such a challenge. I mentally gave myself a year to learn this thing, but it has been so fun and so rewarding to do it, to be able to show myself that after all this time, I still can. It's just taken me a little longer than maybe before to kind of get back in the swing of things, but I'm getting there. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't have the support of my family to be able to take that time.
How did you get your family to start respecting that time that you wanted to spend on yourself and practicing your art?
So it really stems from the support of my husband. Once I started playing, he very much was like, I love the way the house fills with music. And he's the one who really started kind of gatekeeping the boy. He was just like, this is mom's time. We need to let her practice. And I would say 99% of the time when I start playing, the boys, they don't even approach. They do occasionally, but they're like, it's mom's time. Time to leave her alone. It's pretty miraculous.
And did your husband start doing this because he saw that you needed your time? Or what do you think started him to say like, hey boys, like leave mom alone?
I'd always talked about it, picking it up. And then I read that book, Fair Play, really emphasized unicorn time. And, you know, in balance, you have that pathway. And the very first one is unicorn time. And my husband was looking at the pathway and I'm telling him about this book. And he's like, you need to play the piano.
So it was that conversation that started about this need for this outside activity. And something I love that Eve does in Fair Play is like, it makes you an interesting person when you have your outside activity. Yes. Because that's something we don't think of. We don't think of like how we're approaching like our partnerships and our relationships when we sacrifice ourselves for our kids or for like cleaning the house. We really take away those conversation topics and those things that made us interesting.
Yeah, I've been really lucky. Anytime we have, well, you know, both of my kids are in school now. So I have these like crazy, crazy swaths of time that I don't know what to do with. And yesterday I was like, I don't know what to do. And my husband's like, well, go play piano. You haven't done it. You need to do that. And I was like, oh, yes, I should.
Have you noticed a difference in your mood or emotion since you started playing the piano and taking that time?
Yes, I am far more patient than I was before. I'm more relaxed. One of the beautiful things about playing the piano is you can get out a lot of your emotions and a lot of your, like everything that's sort of built up in you, you can pour into the piano. So it was going there instead of at my family. And that was huge.
That is huge. That's huge. Well, I love hearing that you're taking time for yourself and just seeing the change in your smile. And it's just amazing to see. And you're always a joy whenever I see you in our Balance VIP groups and coaching, which I'm getting off to do actually in the next 15 minutes.
Right. I will see you there as well.
Well, thank you so much, Amanda, for taking the time and sharing your unicorn time, and have a wonderful day. After listening to my conversation with Amanda, I have a little bit of a challenge for you right now. I want you to find your unicorn time, or at least start trying to find your unicorn time, because I get into these same things too, where we're so busy trying to please others and trying to do stuff for our families that we kind of forget what we find fun. Like, have you had that? I'm getting into that like kind of arena right now, and it makes me extremely uncomfortable that I don't know the activities that I find fun anymore, because I've spent so much of my time on my kids. So right now I am in the process of exploring what I like and what I enjoy. I figured out I like being around people, lots and lots of people. And I like having parties at my house. And I like going on the Salt River when we can, when it's flowing here in Phoenix. And that's what I found so far. So I want you to take the time to explore now. Figure out what you like for your unicorn time. Let us know at hello@noguiltmom.com. And until next time, remember, the best mom's a happy mom. Take care of you, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, are you a parent of a teenager? Are you feeling overwhelmed about how to be what they need while also holding limits and boundaries that keep them safe? Are you tired of conversations that negate how messy this season of parenting is? Well, I've got you. My name is Casey O'Rourke. I am a positive discipline trainer, parent coach, and the host of the Joyful Courage podcast. Every week, I come to you with an interview, digging into tough topics with experts I trust, and solo shows that go deep into the personal growth and mindset needed to raise teens in a way that grows them into confident, capable young people. I am not afraid of getting real about the intersection of conscious parenting and the teen years, while also bringing in vulnerability, humor, and lightness. I'm walking the path with you and honored to serve. Listen to Joyful Courage on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you consume podcasts.